Is that Nevin I see?
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Friday rolls around, and as it does, the hunger kicks in. And every week I wait for an old crumb off the table from McNean. But you look at it, we'll get it in a minute. Anyway, Nevin, good morning.
Good morning,
good morning,
Marty. How are you doing?
Welcome, I'm awful good. Now, you're losing weight, you're looking fresh. Very fresh.
You need to go to Specsavers. Thank you.
You're a march hare.
You're very kind.
Not at all. What are you going to do this morning? What's
so
your plan?
Talk about breakfast and eggs and how versatile they are. I know I've mentioned that many times in your show.
Yes.
It's one of my favourite ingredients. We're going to do eggs Benedict and then eggy bread BLT. How does
eggy
that sound?
Eggy bread.
That sounds nice.
Oh, that's
nice. You're licking the lips.
That sounds like something now you'd have when you were grown up. Eggy bread.
So, eggs Benedict. Yes. You know, we take great pride in the restaurant and our breakfast. We have a great team, a separate team from who cooks the meals the night before.
That's right.
And we love to give lovely choice. And it's all about good ingredients, good eggs, good bacon, the usual, you know. So we're going to do the Eggs Benedict, and this is served with streaky bacon, which I really love.
Our favourite.
Oh, my God.
Our favourite.
Now,
you must put on an awful lot of streaky bacon when you're making this.
But it's all cooked to order. It's not like you're cooking in, you know, some places that's cooked ahead and it's deep fried. It's not. It's
no, but if you were there in the morning, I know you and I would have half a gone before.
You know me too well, my man.
Before anyone to get near it. So anyway, talk to me. Tell me all about your Eggs Benedict.
Okay, so the Eggs Benedict, we're going to talk about the sauce first, because traditionally Eggs Benedict is served with a Hollandaise sauce, which is quite a tricky sauce to make. So
is
this
it?
Is... Yeah, well, it actually is, and it can split...
Well, to get it wrong, curdles, I suppose.
It can easily go wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of keeping it simple. This is it's kind of like an infused kind of cream. So we have some cream, we have a little bit of mustard in there, and then we're going to put some lemon juice in that, thicken it with a little bit of corn flour and then whisk in some butter. So the recipe is there. It's very, very simple. It can be made ahead. It'll keep for a week in your fridge, which is fantastic. And you just warm it up. So we would always have this pre-made, just kept warm. We can, in the restaurant, we serve this with brioche, but you can do muffins or the Waterford Blas, gorgeous.
Oh, right.
And there's a lovely bakery in Waterford called the Walsh's Bakery, and they do the most beautiful Blas. So it's a traditional bread that's done in Waterford, which is really, really special. They have the PGI status. So you just literally toasted. In the restaurant, we make our own brioche. And just for your listeners, brioche is an enriched French bread with eggs, with sugar, with butter. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So we just literally grill that, a slice of that, poach an egg, and again, just poaching an egg, a little bit of vinegar in the water, no salt in the water. The salt will actually toughen the egg white.
Oh, right.
Just literally a teaspoonful of white wine vinegar is perfect, not balsamic, because it will stain and colour the egg. And then you literally poach it for a couple of minutes there. With this, Marty, grill your bacon or pan fry it, whatever you want. The streaky bacon is my favourite. Mm. But we can serve this with lovely smoked salmon. We can serve it with some beautiful smoked trout. And we've mentioned...
You'd be the same as me. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, not at all.
You'd be the same as me. The smoky bacon's one. You'd love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Well, I love it. But in the restaurant, actually, interesting is the smoked salmon is lovely. We get from the Burren Smokehouse, and lovely Goatsbridge Farm in Kilkenny do beautiful smoked trout, which is really lovely.
All right, yeah.
Just as an option.
Yeah, definitely.
And you can have it as a vegetarian option with none of the above. Just kept simple.
Surely.
With a little bit of wilted spinach, poaching your egg, your lovely little bit of brioche, or you can use a muffin, whatever you feel like. I honestly think the Waterford Blas is a nicer one to use than the muffin. That's just a personal thing. We use the brioche, as I say. And it's kind of, so you make your sauce, you poach your egg, grill your bacon. There's quite a bit of work into this.
Yes.
But it's a delicious kind of breakfast and brunch or lunch.
It's
so you can have it for
thing.
All the above.
And very filling. It's gorgeous.
I agree. And I love it. And I don't know how you feel about your eggs. I love them soft and runny.
Me
personally
too. Yes,
good,
yes,
good.
Yeah.
So that's a very simple one. And you know, if you wanted to do, say you had a group coming or the family coming, you could pre-poach your eggs and keep them in iced water in the fridge and then drop them into boiling water.
Right, of course,
that's a wee tip that some places do.
Yeah,
so just a wee tip for you.
No, I love that. I think
again
it's
if you can, for your streaky bacon, your eggs, if you look for the Board Beer quality mark,
of course,
and then you're ticking all the boxes, we're keeping it nice and Irish, as always do.
Yourself absolutely.
So are you happy with that one, Marty?
I love that.
He's licking the lips here.
So what was the other thing you were talking about?
Yeah, eggy bread BLT.
Eggy bread.
You know, this is a take on like French toast, and my daughter loves French toast.
Yeah.
So we're using ciabatta, but you can use all the other breads that I mentioned. Brioche in particular is delicious. So you mix up some eggs with a little bit of milk. Now, if you were doing this for a sweet kind of like eggy bread, you'd put cinnamon, you'd put a little bit of honey into that, and you'd jazz it up. This is a savoury one.
Right.
So you just literally If you can, with the bread, whatever bread you're using, soak it in the eggs and a little bit of milk.
What's
for a few
best
minutes.
For this, do you think, bread-wise?
Well, in the recipe, we're using ciabatta loaf, which is lovely. It'll hold its shape.
Ciabatta's
that's
lovely.
A really good question. You know, I've done it with brioche, which is lovely, and that's sweet. You're getting your sweetness there. Me and me sweet too.
Yeah, you are.
But I really, really like the ciabatta one in this, which is
well,
perfect.
I like the fact that it's savoury, because I prefer savoury, yeah. As you know. Anyway, go on.
I like both. That's
yeah, but
no. So, Marty, you heat your pan, you have your bread pre-soaked, and then you literally cook it for 2 to 3 minutes either side. What you want for Meggie bread is that it's soft, but the egg is cooked, really important, and you get a lovely caramelization and crispness on the outside.
Okay.
A couple of rashers, just literally grilled again. We spoke about that. And then you're going to mix some mayonnaise, a little bit of Dijon mustard together, so it's a nice little bit of a kick. A couple of tomatoes thinly sliced, and then on your eggy bread, you're going to put your sliced tomatoes, you're going to put your little bit of mayonnaise, your rashers. Now, I have tomato ketchup in the recipe. You can use the homemade one or you get one. You won't mention any brands.
No.
You know yourself.
I know the one, indeed.
Or you can use a tomato relish if you want to. And then a little bit of a lovely salad for this, Marty, to serve it, because you kind of want it layered, is the baby gem. So it has lovely crunchiness, and it can be grown in Ireland, and it's lovely. So it's known as cause or baby gem, so it is.
Yeah.
And then, Marty, what you do is layer it all up and then just serve it fresh. So do your eggs, grill your bacon, slice your tomatoes. Always have your tomatoes at room temperature if you can. And you've been to Italy, so you know how beautiful the tomatoes are there because of the sun.
Yeah.
The sun.
And we can get those tomatoes here now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without mentioning any names.
And a lot more people are growing tomatoes, which is fantastic.
That's right,
if you can get tomatoes when they're in season, why not? They're hard to beat.
They are. That's a lovely thing. The whole idea of eggy bread BLT is mad. But it takes me back. It's also gorgeous.
And I love a BLT as a sandwich. I love that. Like, me and Amela would often make that, and we would actually do it. I forgot to mention, and sourdough bread would work really well.
Right.
Just if you wanted, you know, without the eggy bread, just your grilled bacon, your tomato, a little bit of mayonnaise. It's absolutely delicious
for
lunch.
I love this. Well, so God bless you. That's the Eggs Benedict and Eggy Bread BLT. Julie, that takes me back. We should play something from our childhood. What song do you remember from your childhood? Do you have any songs from your childhood?
Because
I know you're like myself, you're a bit of a disc jockey. What would be a childhood song that you would remember?
Oh, God, I suppose.
Not when you were rocking the clubs.
No, when I was a young teenager, Tina Turner, I liked any of her stuff. I thought she was a great artist.
What's Love Got to Do with It is a great song.
I love it.
Is that a great song?
Or You're Simply the Best, like you, Marty. What about
look
that?
At you, Simply the Best. You never let Dunstores down, do you?
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, it's a cheese artist
in fairness to the lady.
Listen, keep well. I'll talk to you next week. And that was gorgeous. And again, the recipes available on Marty in the Morning and on our RT Lyric FM webpage, Eggs Benedict and the Eggy Bread BLT.
So you go home for your breakfast, okay?
Tina Turner standing by looking for an Eggy Bread BLT.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.